Yesterday you told CBC that council decided on the eviction.
Yes.
How does that happen?
It was done at the in-camera session of council.
Okay, now, there was nothing about parks or Occupy or anything like that agendized. So how does council discuss something in closed session that's not agendized?
Added to the agenda.
And there was there a vote?
It was added to the agenda. Was there a vote on the direction of council? Yes, there was. It was unanimous.
Okay. Was that vote subsequently confirmed in public?
No, because it was given a direction for your two staff.
So you're telling me that that was all that's in accordance with council's rules of procedure and the city charter?
Yes.
That's news to me, I gotta say. I've never heard of something being added to. Okay, so something's added to an in camera agenda at the in camera session.
Correct.
And it's never, it's still not on the city's website, it's something that was discussed at that thing.
It would show up in the minutes.
A month from now.
Not a month from now, when we meet next. It'll, or whenever it comes back.
Whenever the minutes are approved, which are typically a month.
Sometimes, not quite that long.
Whatever, but the point is that you were, by adding something to the agenda, you were able to get around public notification that this was being discussed.
No, again, it fell under the legal issue, and it was added.
Yes. Every legal issue has to be agendized before you can discuss it, right?
You can add anything at any time by the consensus.
So, so you can add something to a secret meeting. So even though the
to a public meeting, you can add something. To a committee of the whole, you can add something. To a council meeting, and to an in-camera. At any point in time, you can add anything to a council agenda.
But surely there is a substantial difference between adding something to an in-camera session in-camera, adding it in-camera, as opposed to adding it in public and then going into the in-camera session.
Again, it is has been done under
it has been done
rules, yes.
Okay, I'd stipulate that that's entirely contrary to the city charter, to city council's rules and procedures.
I respect your opinion, but that is the process. Yeah, it is one.